Blog Talk Radio.
Everything we
Yeah. truth so high. Step to the DJ quick. I told them drop that I'm missing beat. You need a chance to put my hands on you.
Maybe DJ slow it down, so I could put my arms around you.
Whoa.
Get you next to me. Girl, we about to be doing our thing. Bumping and grinding and baby romantic. So into you, we're not trancing. Hands on your waist, we face to face. Slow dancing. Bumping and grinding, baby romantic. I'm all in your ear.
Them jeans. I ain't trying to let you go. Don't want it to end up, no. Maybe to you for sure. So tell them to drop one more.
Maybe
we can
slow it down, so I can put my arms around you. Get your next to me.
Depending on where you're at, welcome. Welcome to a For Real Entertainment Network, the Epiphany Radio Universe.
Just be
silly. Which presents to you, which you should know by now, the Honey Dripper 2.0. This is episode 22, known as Story. Now, there's a few things I can't promise you. Just a few, not a lot, but just a few things. I can't promise you that you will not feel the heat, feel aroused, feel bothered. I can't promise you any of those things. I can't guarantee that happen, can't guarantee it won't happen. I can't guarantee you might get some ideas that are really bad that will really be good in bad situations that happen to be good. Take that home, figure it out. All right. I can't promise you that you're going to figure out something new. What I can promise you is that you're going to hear some of the newest, the most dynamic voices, and some voices you might have heard before, and some voices you're going to get familiar with. And you know what we do over here at Epiphany? We are always, always breaking dope, dynamic, and deaf voices all the time. More importantly, even if they've been here before, each podcast is a universe to itself. And this is no different. So tonight, you already know, we drip when we come over here to Honey Dripper 2.0. But we like to have our featured people, as well as the people you come to know in the building that are of the drip, of course. But for this installment, we're inviting you to hear story. All right? And we're going to have this incredible night tonight. I feel like it's the quiet before the storm. You know, we have some incredible people that I'm proud to introduce you to. We have Queen S, of course. We have X Blue Rain. We have the Duchess Cashmere. We have the erotic storyteller Miss Jones. We have the author Harmony Reigns. And we have Camille St. Charles. Listen. And that's not counting the drip and you, if you happen to come through. So if you're interested or you're streaming or you want to call in, the number is, all right, 319-527-6300. Again, I repeat, that's 319-527-6300. Be prepared for an incredible night. We do have some of our featured people here. We're going to do two rounds with open mic, of course. It's erotic storytelling, so you have approximately 5 to 7 minutes to get your rocks off. Take it out if you want to take it. But in the meantime, it's tune time. Let me get over here to our little honey instrumental that we like to play in the background as I bring in our special guest, right? Number one, a person who I've known for quite some time, happens to be an incredible person, rocks out with they socks out, jams out with they clam out, I can say that. I can say that. From Maryland, of course, I'd like to introduce you to, hold on, let me just make sure I read the stats so we have it out for everybody to read. So, poet, writer, podcaster, host, sex positive advocate, sexual trauma survivor, award-winning performance poet, erotica slam champion Mike Blazer, Erica Nicole Jones is an award-winning, highly acclaimed spoken word poet and storyteller who believes in overcoming trauma as it relates to sex by reclaiming your power. As a sexual trauma survivor, she seeks to create work that promotes and advocates for sex positivity. She is best known for her diverse cadence and clever delivery of erotica. Good people, one and all, I introduce you to Miss Jones, the erotic storyteller. Miss Jones, how are you? Miss Jones?
I'm great. Yes, I'm here. I'm great. How are you today?
I happen to be in fine form. What's happening?
Yes. It's good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. I miss you. Oh, it's good to be here.
Oh, well, thank you. It feels good to be missed. I'm not going to sit here and act like it's not. All right. So our next esteemed guest that I'm going to bring in. All right. So our next guest is Harmony Reigns, lived in the metro Atlanta, GA. She took up writing as a hobby to express her emotions through poetry in her early teenage years. She's been writing for well over 20 years, as well as performing as a spoken word artist. In addition to writing, she works full-time in the medical field. She has several published works to date. So from the great state of Georgia, ATL, shorty, let's give it a round of applause for Arthur Harmony Reigns. Arthur Harmony Reigns, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm in fine form. I'm actually feeling good. I feel the energy building. You know when something's about to pop off, you're like, it's about to pop off. You know.
Yeah.
So, hold on. We just gonna keep bringing people in, introducing before everything else, and get it going. So, hold on for our next person that we're bringing in. All right. Camille St. Charles, Mississippi. She says, I am a woman who has worn many hats in this lifetime, like masquerading as a mom hero to two beautiful adult children, a full-figured model, a makeup artist, a substitute school teacher, tailor, wedding dress designer, greeting card entrepreneur, spokesperson, coffee vendor, now a storyteller to a nine-part Racy and Naughty book series, a naughty cookbook called Desert Novella Sweets, and a motivational speaker. I get to do tri-monthly podcasts as a main contributor, as a partner with two other ladies who speak popular topics, finally being a part of an upcoming book anthology about being a girl powerhouse. Sort of strange to say this, but I did not like my own voice in the beginning, but now I've made peace and how I think and sound. So, good people, once again, I introduce you to Camille St. Charles. Camille, are you there?
Hello, kitties. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. I'm thrilled to be here, and thank you so much for the invitation. And I welcome joining the Honey Drippers 2.0.
Oh yeah, it's about to go down. It's about to be some serious stuff that's happening. I can almost promise you. All right. I'm going to bring in our next person, the Duchess Cashmere, the Griot Erotica. She is the writer, producer, performer for the Cashmere Room podcast and Pillow Talk for live experiences. Music dipped out on me. Hold on. She's the writer, producer, performer for the Cashmere Room podcast and Pillow Talk, The Live Experience. Duchess uses her real-life adventure being a bisexual, polyamorous, kinky sex goddess to fuel her imagination to produce one-of-a-kind erotica. She's a poet, a sexpert, a femdom, a cut queen. I'm going to have to ask about that. I really have to see what that is. And a cougar, most importantly. He's a storyteller. Good people, I give you the Duchess Cashmere. Duchess, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am here. Thank you for having me.
You are. It is actually super fantastic. Personally, I just like all the power that's in the room right now. It's a lot of energy, a lot of power. I like that a lot.
Yes.
And I think our listeners is in for it. Now, this next person, I firstly credit her with saving my life. I caught COVID right around my birthday, and I had pneumonia for like a month and a half. And I was taking 1,200 milligrams to keep my lungs clear so I could breathe, because my COVID was like really different. Like, I had a lot of energy. I was only lethargic for like a day and a half, but my lungs was tore up. And she heard me talk about it, and she sent me her Lung AT, which the funny thing is, immediately, as soon as I drank the tea, I felt the difference, and it was like I could breathe, and I wasn't taking so much of the stuff that I was taking. And then I was kind of underutilizing it, and then she's like, no, you got to do it like this. So we had this whole conversation, and the next thing you know, I was well. I was better. And anybody who knows me that saw me go through the process, I credit her. I said, listen, this tea, like the funny thing, people were telling me all these different ingredients to get, but she had it all in this one tea, you know. But not only that, she is an amazing poet. She is walking history. She's currently writing, she's currently producing a novella, which is super dope. Fantastical poet, a Texas pillar. Good people, I give you Queen S. Queen S, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, everyone, and blessings. Thank you for having me in this space with all these wonderful women. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's about to be a shade of people amazing that's happening. All right. Oh, and wait a second. I want to tell them that. All right. Because I want to make sure that I didn't forget X Blue Rain, fantastic poet, writer, new book coming out. Super dope. Knows how to swing a verb or two. X Blue Rain, are you there?
I am. Greetings and salutations to everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, brother, for inviting me with all these beautiful quotes.
All right. Whew. I almost feel crazy for what's about to happen because I know what's about to happen. Like, it's weird. Don't ask me how I know, but I know. All right. Now, my lovely co-host of the gym, Lisa Lips is here. Lisa Lips, are you here?
Yes,
yeah.
Hey, yes, everybody.
I needed a co-host. Everybody here? So I needed my lovely co-host to help me conduct some of this energy because it's important. So, all right, I'm going to bring in some people to the drip because what we like to do here is we leave our mics open. If you have noise in the background, please mute yourself. All right. I'm going to ask each individual author the piece, where it comes from, you know, but I'm going to start with a couple general questions, usually three, real quick and fast in a hurry. And then it's away we go. And it's perfect. But before I do that, let me bring in a couple people. Let me bring in my bestie, Philly Joan, my favorite Philly Joan in the entire world, La Perla Negra, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. And here, La Perla Negra, what's good?
Hey, hey. Hello, everybody. What's up, Holly?
What's going on, Danielle?
How y'all doing tonight?
All right, I'm also... it's the calm before the storm. I'm really calm. But so while doing it, I'm also going to go back to ATL, you're one of my favorite people in the entire world. She comes to me as a rare epiphany. Rare, are you there?
Well, you do what the business is. What's up?
My people.
All right. It's a party. It's officially a party.
Yeah.
Officially party. It won't be a party without that because I know more people are coming. They're going to hop in. But I'm going to just check with the station manager. Van, are you here, sir?
Hey, what's going on, family? Hey, Mojave, how you doing, my brother?
What's going on? What's happening?
Welcome.
It's about to be on. I just want to say for the record, if mics get broken and everything else happens, everything else, I didn't do it on purpose. But just know that it's about to go off. I know it's about to go off, and I'm just telling you right now, it's about to go off. I'm giving fair warning to everybody.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Listeners, if you're listening, if you are paying attention, please understand. Get yourself something really cold to drink. Make sure that you're someplace safe. Make sure you're someplace soft. Feel free. Nobody knows what your hands are doing except you. Nobody knows. But keep these up. And make sure that you're everything else. And consent is a beautiful word. So make sure that you understand that. But we're about to get started right about now. Now, ladies, it's like a ladies' night, and I understand what it is. And so what I'm going to ask you, right, and I'm going to go down the line, right, because there's no particular order we're going in. All right. What does telling a story erotically do for you or your listener? What does telling a story erotically do for you and your listener? Now I'm going to start out with the Duchess. Duchess, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here. What does the story, telling the story erotically, do for me and my listeners?
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that I've had several orgasms while telling my story before. And I have several fans who told me that they've had sex while listening to my story. And there was an orgy that happened while one of my stories was played in the background.
Say what? Say that again.
There was an orgy. An orgy happened. My husband fusses at me all the time because I say the word incorrectly. There's an orgy that happened. And while we six people were engaging in sex, my story, hips and thighs, oh my, was playing in the background.
Oh my. Okay. All righty. I'm going to go to Blue Rain. What does telling a story erotically do for you and your listener?
Well, for me, it allows a release or a decompression of the backup sexual energy that exists in my mind that I cannot express in my physical form. And for my listeners, it expands the reality of their sexual experiences in their physical form by putting it in their mind.
Ooh. Okay. All righty now. I'm going to go to Camille St. Charles. Camille, what does reading a story erotically do for you and your listener?
Well, for me, sometimes it answers all of those late night promises that we play and that we make in our head. So when I put them down on paper or I record them on a podcast, it's like you're watching a dream come to life.
That answers.
And for the listener?
For the listeners, you no longer are playing blackjack with your sex. You are actually in the game as you are listening to one of my stories.
Oh, shit. Well, okay. God damn. These answers. Also, Harmony Reigns, what does telling a story erotically do for you and for your listeners?
Oh, so for me, it actually plays out all of my fantasies. So when I put it down on paper, I can then go back and act it out. So it makes it work for me. For my listeners, I've been told that they don't expect what they get from me because I look all dainty and cute. So to get raunchy raw sex for me turns them on and keeps them going.
Ooh. Okay. And now I'm going to go over to Miss Jones. Miss Jones, what is telling your story erotically do for you and for your listeners?
Well, for me, telling my story erotically means that it allows me to recreate my fantasies and my experiences. For my listeners, it allows them an opportunity feel all of the senses. They can close their eyes and they can smell it, taste it, see it, feel it, and touch it.
Hmm. Okay. All right. you know, these answers are off the chain. Queen S, what does reading a story erotically do for you and listening?
I think for me, it helps me with my creative process. It also has me to embrace my inhibitions that I have had. It gives me a familiarity that I may have forgotten. And as far as my readers, it's been very exciting for me because it gives them the tea, as we say, gives them something to gossip about, something for them also to reminisce, and also for the married couples, it gives them something to play upon. So it's been exciting.
I know that's right.
Hmm. I know. Luke, do you have a question for our authors?
Answers.
You're going in and out.
To be, but our experiences give us stories to tell. I really have enjoyed hearing all your answers. I can identify with quite a bit of what you said. Yeah. Ladies, when you first started writing, did you start as erotic writers or did you begin somewhere else and then found your way there?
This is Queen S. For me, I found my way there, and it took a very long time because I've been writing other nonfictions and poetry books. I had a writer's block with love stories, love poems, erotica. So this is a recent thing for me, and I am truly grateful and have embraced it very wholeheartedly. So it's a journey that I am still traversing, and I am very grateful.
Absolutely. Any other ladies have an answer for that? Go ahead, Duchess.
I started out as a lifestyler and lifestyle party hostess and just throwing parties, and it kind of transitioned into writing. I was in a play right before COVID, and that being in that play inspired me to do erotic writing.
Okay. And who else was that I heard?
This is Joan.
This is X Rain.
Okay.
This is Mrs. Jones.
Okay, so for
all right, Mrs. Jones, go ahead.
Okay, so for me, I was always writing poetry and doing oratory type of things since I was about 12, 13 years old, but I got into erotic stuff when I went through some type of trauma, sexual trauma, so I started, I stopped writing, period. Like, I just refused to write, and then one day, I started writing erotic poetry, and it just started, like, becoming, people would show up, and I was like, oh, this is good. So it started to give me my voice back, my power back, and I've been writing ever since.
That's what's up. Ex-Lorraine, what was your answer to that?
Well, so for me, eroticism has always kind of been an extra component of my existence, and so it was suppressed when I got into relationships, starting about, when I started doing poetry professionally about 12 years ago. And it wasn't until recently that I connected with someone who not only appreciates my sensuality, but my strength and my artistry and my creativity, that I've even pushed myself forward to going back into natural environment. So, but I also write poetry. Also, I'm working on some other writing projects. But to me, eroticism, it encases all other styles of writing because it evokes feeling, it evokes emotion, it evokes passion, it evokes action. So that's why I'm just back home.
Okay, yeah. All right, Hav, what's your next question, Hav? Mojave, are you here?
Are you muted again?
No, I'm not muted. I was on the other line. Sorry.
Okay.
Area code 912. Area code 912. Who may I speak?
This is Mouthpiece.
Mouthpiece!
What?
Ooh, yeah.
Crazy.
Stop playing. Wow, crazy.
Yeah.
Well, just hang out, brother. Hang out, brother.
What's going on, man? How y'all?
We good. We good.
Take your time.
Well, good to see you. Good to hear you, good brother. Good to hear you, good brother. That's,
hey, man, likewise.
Welcome to the Honey Dripper 2.0, brother. We'll talk about it, but I'm going to get us back on to where we were. So I think it's about time that we do our first rounds. Ladies, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to start out. With Miss Jones because she's a honey dripper and I know what she does, and she does it all so well. Miss Jones, are you ready to smack some drinks out of people's hands?
Yeah, I want to start lightly, get the party going, you know.
All right, I figured it. All right, so what's the name of this piece?
The Lady Across the Street.
The mic is yours.
Walter sat in his lounge chair, rubbing his salt and pepper coils of his beard, watching the day come to a close as the hue of dust fell on the sky. He pulled a fresh Cuban cigar out of the box, placed it to his nose, and inhaled the smooth aroma of tobacco pleasure. As he unwrapped the cigar and reached for his lighter, he glanced over at the time on the clock. It read 5:55 p.m. His penis jolted with excitement of the minutes ahead. His chair strategically placed near the window, the blinds nearly drawn, closed but open enough just to see out. Walter was sure she was over there. He could see her car parked in front of her townhome. He already missed the daily strut she takes climbing her front steps, but he didn't want to miss a minute of her struggling to dig in her purse to find her keys and hopefully jiggle one of those tig old biddies right out of that bra. To no avail, she made it inside the house. As each light turned on and off, Walter's eyes moved from room to room. He followed the light to the bathroom, which emanated just enough to see her sexy silhouette. He jumped up from his chair and rechecked the lock to his office door. This was Walter's personal time, and an older man like him could not afford to have his crazy-ass wife catch him peeking on the lady across the street. To his wife's knowledge, Walter was suffering from what she believed was erectile dysfunction, and no matter what she did, his dick would not and could not perform to her liking. Walter knew exactly what the dysfunction was. It was her. After 27 years, he was no longer attracted to his wife. Her body was everything but what he wanted. Too big, too sloppy. She was too lazy. And the nagging that came with it, that would definitely keep a man's dick soft. Walter grabbed his binoculars and lubed from the lockbox and quickly returned to his comfortable seat. The lady across the street turned her blinds down low enough for him to see her undressed down to her naked body. He was well aware he was watching and gave him a friendly hello. There she stood in the window, fondling both her breasts. She brought each nipple into her mouth and suckled them. Walter raised the volume on the TV, pulled his pants down to his knees. He felt the blood rush to his penis and began to grow with excitement. His binoculars in hand, Walter returned his vision to the lady across the street. There she was, one leg raised onto the toilet seat, her fingers deep inside her pussy, her breast still in her other hand while she continued to suck on herself. Her head swung back as she added another finger. Walter watched her fingers twirl around and swirl around on her thick clitoris. He envisioned himself in her bathroom, sitting on her toilet with her one leg resting on his shoulder while sucking up on her pretty pussy. He saw himself nibbling and slurping and lapping up all of her juices while she came for him. He craved the juices of the lady of the street dripping down his chin. Walter loved to eat pussy and loved the woman who enjoys having her pussy ate out even more. Walter lubed his hand, grabbed himself. He was the man in his heyday, and his manhood still towered like before. It was quite impressive. Walter's soldier was monstrously smooth and beautiful. 10 inches tall he stood with girth as wide as a doorknob. Not too bad for an old man, he thought to himself. Walter continued to stroke his dick as he returned to the binoculars to his face to see what the lady across the street was doing. The light from the bathroom was off, and he quickly scanned the house to try to find out where she went. Oh, there she is, lying across the bed, reaching into her drawer. But what is she reaching for? Walter's curiosity made his dick rise out of his seat. Oh, yes, her battery-operated boyfriend, her toy. Walter wished he was Bob. He wanted to be in her sugary walls, adjusting settings, pulsating and throbbing inside of her moist pussy. He watched her spread apart her lips and slowly insert Bob. Walter grabbed his chubby shaft harder and began vigorously pumping all 10 inches of his meat. He closed his eyes, drifting off again. Yes, he was laying on top of her, legs wide open, her soft breasts and erect nipples grazing across his chest while he pounded her. He pounded her. Young pussy red. He could see his wetness build around the base of his penis. He grabbed himself even harder. His pace began to steady. He could feel himself start to rupture. His large dick was now hard as a rock. A smirk ran across his face when he realized his full potential. To be his age, his dick was still young and strong. Her honey pot was warm, juicy, and dripping all over his balls. It was so good to him. The sweet smell of her juice box started to fill the room, intoxicating him. He jerked the old fellow, forcing it forcefully with thoughts of busting his warm cream across her beautiful breast. He could feel his nut reaching the tip. He pounded her harder. Oh, Walter. And then harder. Yes, Walter. Fuck me harder. Walter stroked harder, clenched his ass cheeks, grit his teeth. He pulled out his throbbing dick from her steaming vagina and ejaculated all over the window blinds. Then he heard a knock at the door. Walter! In walked Walter's wife. Honey, dinner's ready. What the fuck is that on my damn blinds, Walter? Walter looks down his dick and says, nothing, bitch. Rolls his eyes. That's that piece.
Damn, oh my God, I'm gonna fight you, baby. Oh, she's getting wow.
Hey, that
ending was dope as fuck. You hear me? That ending was dope as fuck. God, I love this shit. Excellent job. Yeah. Excellent job.
I was. God damn, that shit was good. That's a good.
That was.
That was dope as fuck.
Thank you.
That was dope as fuck.
Listen. Y'all know what y'all came here for. Y'all know exactly what you came to do. Flowers, we'll take three comments. Flowers for the story.
Okay, I want to go first. This Queen S. What's that baby name again?
Mrs. Jones.
Miss Jones, baby, I swear to God, you are awesome. I wanted to tell the whole world about that piece. I've been drinking wine since 7 o'clock Central Standard Texas time, and you made me rise to attention with that piece.
Thank you.
So much for making this older woman feel like she knew what was going on.
Okay, you're welcome.
More flowers.
All I got to say is I'm with Walter. I ain't mad at him. So what, he married. But guess what? If she ain't doing it for him, Walter got himself a treat across the street. And I ain't mad at him. And I wish she hadn't bust in on him so he could get another round off, but that's all right. That's guys, I was in here. I'm worked up, honey, already. You got me worked up early, guys.
Thank you.
That was mentally satisfying. Like, literally, I'm standing there, and it's funny because I love your story because you got to choose your perspective. You can either see it from Walter's eyes, you can see the lady from across the street, or you can see it from the wife. My creepy ass saw from the little boy's eyes who's riding a tricycle down the sidewalk to see Mr. Walker at his window and tell his mama all the time. That was my fucked up ass. I was like, what? Yo, that was an excellent write. The eroticism on point, but I love great writers, and I was able to walk with you through the story. You didn't lose me at all.
Right.
Beautifully written. You are a dope ass writer.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we gonna keep it moving. I'm gonna go over here to the Duchess Cashmere. Duchess Cashmere, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is an excerpt from my podcast. This is an excerpt from episode number 11, and it's called A Devil's Threesome. And it's a fornication fairy tale. When most people think of a threesome, they automatically picture two women and one man. Two beautiful, bisexual women enjoying each other's bodies and then turning their attention to this shango of a man, and boom, a rainbow appears in the sky and all is right in the world. And that's great. It really is. But that ain't what we're talking about today. Today, we're talking about the double dose of divine masculine energy, the MFM threesome. Some call it a devil threesome. To be taken in such a way by two men to some women, it might seem savage. But from a sex goddess perspective, it's to embody this larger-than-life deity, able to sustain pleasure, not just for one, but for all three. Energy moving in and out through all three. A pleasure exchange between all three simultaneously. 21 chakras vibrating in a soul funk gospel rhythm. A gyroscope of gratuitous genital gesticulation. Six arms, six legs, six ears, six eyes. Processing pleasure by the millisecond. Like a sexual supercomputer. Like a hive mind with a pleasure objective. Like androids connected by the sexual ether. I relish in the idea of two men working together in brotherly teamwork to please the goddess. The act itself is a debaucherous ballet. Both male energies repelling each other respectfully, laying down ego to make sure the woman is taken care of. Oh, yes, there she is over there, standing between her husband and her lover for tonight as she gently strokes his beard and says, Daddy, can I come on him for you? Can I fuck him for you? That all right with you, bro? Man, I'd be honored for Miss Duchess to just come on me. So you know my pussy was already wet. I settled him, and he grabbed both my breasts in his hands, and he sucked, and he licked, and he growled with anticipation. And I petted his head and cupped his face and called him a good boy, and he slipped right in to submission to me. And there was my mister gathering up his whip and chains and nasty things. And he called me his good girl. And, of course, I replied, Miss Duchess, you can do anything you want to me. And I bent down, head down, ass up to suck his dick while Mr. flogged me in rhythm. And as he flogged harder and harder, his rhythm was like a thousand drums, like wild horses running across the prairie land, like waves crashing into shore, like the first sun.
That was dirty as hell, but I like it.
Damn. Y'all are, I got a thing for Hollywood. I got a thing for Hollywood and Freeman and, oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was what I call on my show, delicious. Yeah.
Two more comments.
Yes, the most exciting thing about all of this is the sound effects that we're using. Have y'all noticed that so far we've been going we already know what's up. You did that, baby.
Thank you.
I could tell like your Dom energy is out there because from the way you said certain things, I said, oh, yes. I see you.
And I've been in the office
you.
All day, so my Dom energy is very high right now.
Oh, well, shit. Okay, so we gonna keep the party going. We're going to go over here to ATL and go see Arthur Harmony Reigns. Harmony, are you ready?
Hello. Yes, I am.
All right. Harmony, the mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. So I'm going to read from my book called Fantasy Sex, Lies, and Love, Chronicles of the Heart and Mind. So I'm going to give you a short story and a poem to give you an outlook of this book. The short story I'm going to do is called The Encounter, Part 1. The water was so beautifully blue. I used to come here every day when I was a little girl. No one knew about my little hideaway overlooking the beach. The sand was so white, contrasting with the blue water and plush green palm trees. I didn't hear her approach until she was directly behind me. She gently wrapped her arms around me while nibbling on my right lower earlobe. How could something so wrong feel so right? My clit began to pulsate, throbbing to its own undeniable beat. She started planting wet kisses on the nape of my neck while loosening the knot on my bikini top. As she loosened the bottom knot, everything fell onto my blanket. She carefully laid me down while planting soft, wet kisses down my chest and stomach, stopping briefly to tongue kiss my belly button, never taking her eyes away from mine. I could feel my pussy pulsating and contracting. My juices began to run like a faucet. She started sucking my clit slowly while inserting two fingers and then three, working them at the same beat as her tongue. I began to moan, still working my pussy to her beat. She's not saying anything. She's quiet, watching me intently while working her magic. Her eyes are the most beautiful brown eyes I have ever seen. It's something about them. I can't look away. She slowly releases my clit and moves back up my body, still moving her fingers inside my sweet, soft place. She replaces my clit with my left breast, then the right. She is slowly sucking, licking, biting my nipples with just the right amount of pressure. My eyes are trying to stay focused on her, but she is making it hard to do so. I'm slowly losing all control. My body is alternating from calm to damn near hysteria. Her rhythm speeds up. I feel my body growing warm and the pressure building. She then goes back to my clit, and now she is sucking, licking, like she missed her dinner. She placed her free hand at the bottom of my stomach and pressed down gently, still watching me, finger stroking my special place. Oh, God, the extra pressure of her hand is making me lose control. I'm about to let go. She sees this and starts inserting her fingers at an angle. Damn, she's hitting my spot. At that very moment, I burst. I feel like, oh, it's so hard. I feel like I'm peeing. She collapses on top of me. We're holding each other like two long-lost lovers, breathing hard and unable to move. We stay like this until we drift off to sleep. I wake up hours later alone, without a trace of my earlier events. I began to wonder if it's all a dream. I began to gather my things. As I pick up my blanket, a little piece of paper fell to the ground. I picked it up and it read, "My name is Jovan, and one day I would love to get to know yours." For days, weeks, years, I returned, but she never did. From the first time I looked into her beautiful eyes, I knew she was my soulmate. Even though I never heard her voice, I knew it belonged to me. So until the day we meet again, I love you now, then, forever, my soulmate. That's the encounter. And I'm going to do another piece, a poem. It's called I'm a Lady. I just want you to fuck me. That sounds so crude. I'm a lady with class. I shouldn't talk like that. So I guess I'll tone it down and say, taste me. Make my back arch. Ride me into oblivion. Make me see stars, lights, flowers, Jesus, call on all 12 disciples. Okay, wait. I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm a lady with class who believes I should please you first. So let me tip your tonsils from behind. Spread your legs, open tongue, dance on your clit. Havana night, 50 shades of gray, all of it through your mix. Make you climax so hard that it feels like it's your first time. Damn. I'm sending bird and butterfly flutters all up and down your spine. Got you breathing hard trying to figure out what I'm doing to you because before those baggy clothes came off, you swore you wasn't going to scream like no bitch, but here we are, you know. What's that sound? It's okay, baby girl, let go. I tried to warn you how I put it down. All the while, you kept professing, ain't no hoe about mine. And now, baby girl, you ain't, but let's face it, shit. I know how I shine. I'm a lady class in the streets. But what I forgot to mention was, behind these four walls, I'm a freak like none you'll ever meet, so match my moves. Missionary isn't for me. I need you to slap it, flip it, hold me upside down. Give me carpet burns from my head to my feet. Make my head hit the ceiling, make my thighs touch your shoulders and your cheeks. Flip me 360, let me land on the deep spread. It goes split, don't stop, keep going, make me come till I am weak. You smile as we goes off to sleep because you know I'm your little freak. But when we wake up in the morning and we go our separate ways, just remember when you see me, smile and keep it cool. Because I'm a lady with class in these streets, always.
Y'all nasty. Y'all just nasty.
You have me at three fingers. I was going at three fingers. Hold on. I'm gonna put a whole bunch of people in the queue. All right. So, just coming in right now. All right, just coming in right now. I'm bringing in Mr. Yes Lord himself, Walking Erotica. Songbird, I see you. Miss Tina, baby. Wait, and area code 860. Who's area code 860? Is that who's area code?
You know this kid.
Of course.
Hey, when it's my turn, I'm going to drop a screenshot in the chat, and that's going to be my story.
I bet you. All right. Hello, somebody's got a loud background. If you got a loud background in the background, you got it. Hello? Hold on, I gotta run through here. All right, there we go. Who got a loud background? All right. So can we get some flowers real quick for Harmony Ray?
Let me ask for a mini job. Something like this.
Hello?
Yeah, this is blue. That's not my background.
Hold on.
Your page, say things now,
really? It's
going
to be like that? If I don't do exactly what you want, even the Christmas dinner?
Hey,
it's hard.
You also know my love for some of you is genuine enough.
Okay. I think I found out. I wasn't sure, but I think I found out. Hold on. All right, so let me just run through here real quick. Wow, he's filling up. I think Prince Drippy just came in the room. Hey, Prince Drippy, is this you?
Good evening, everyone. How are we doing?
Oh, my, good evening.
Okay. We're almost through the first round with our esteemed guests, and we'll get to it because we see how y'all knocking it out because y'all make everything wet and sticky already. And I just want to state for the record, Harmony, you have me at three fingers, and you're a lady, but I see how you get down. I don't have any particular dog in this fight, but I would like to watch. Anyway. Any other flowers for Harmony?
The beach story had me all caught up. I was all into that short story. And when she got to the end and said she, oh my God, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say that stuff be happening. So we're going to go from you, Harmony. We're going over to Miss Camille St. Charles. Camille, are you ready?
Well, yeah, I guess. This is my first time, so technically I'm a virgin. You ready, Kitty?
Ooh, we popping cherries. Ooh.
Yes, we are.
Ooh, we popping cherries.
Oh, my God.
I am a newbie. I'm a newbie, so be patient with me and put it in nice and slow. So let's go.
Did you just say?
He did.
We
don't
take this care of you. We got.
I'm dead.
Are you ready? Come on now. Don't break up my momentum. Don't break my joy. Come on, let me go on and deliver this piece to you because, like I said, kiddies, I'm new to this and I hadn't been taken out for a full test drive as of yet, but I see that you all are about to break me in. Are you ready?
Come on with it, baby.
All right, now. This is Sweet Episodes from my latest book, Sweet Episode 2. And the title of this piece is called Bourbon Field Pecan Pie. Oh, my. What a Christmas. This is an edited version of the story because I don't wish to bore you. But the sensual wet dream started out like no other. There was a smell of sex and food dripping in the air. As I finished packing, got myself ready for this nice Christmas holiday, I was going to hang out in the state of Georgia because the South was calling my name. I was going to leave my boyfriend behind because we were not getting along, and I just needed some alone time. Plus, I felt like being some type of sexual barracuda. Then, as I was making my way to the state of Georgia, I was noticing that the landscape was changing all around me. Sometimes, kiddies, big city living is not for everyone. Sometimes you need to go back to the beginning, and I was going to go hang out and relax with my parents. I had sacrificed enough in my family and in my life to go hang out. But here's the thing. I was being an asshole, and I decided not to make my family aware that I was coming because, you know, like clockwork, I always show up. I never answer the RSVPs. But can you believe, to my surprise, when I pulled up to the family ranch in Georgia, no one was there to greet me. All the cars were gone. Not even the family dog walked out to my car and said, "What's up, bitch?" So as I was getting my luggage out the car, I saw three farmhands. They came over, made me aware that my parents had gone on a Caribbean cruise, and I was going to be at the house by myself. It was of no matter to me because this is my home, too. They took my luggage in the house. I walked in. I got myself a stiff drink, and it was Christmas Eve, so I decided I was going to decorate the tree and make myself my world-famous Bourbon Field Pecan Pie. But here's the thing, Kitty. Christmas Eve found me cooking all by myself. I wanted a feast on Christmas Day. So as I kept sitting there drinking down brown liquor, the three farmhands came in to bid me adieu. They were going to leave because they were going to go spend some time with their family. I was bending over and removing the bourbon field pecan pie fresh out the oven. And one of the farmhands started laughing and chuckling under his breath, but my mind had already slipped into the gutter. Make no mistake, Kitty, no matter what you think you see in me, there's always something diabolical and sexy going on under the surface. So as I put my pie on the oven and I offered the three farmhands a stiff drink before they hit the road, the first farmhand said to me, I don't mind having some of your brown liquor, but here's the thing. I'd like a slice of that pie, your pussy's pie that I'm talking about. So I giggled to myself. I walked to the cupboard. I got out a saucer and some utensils, and I sliced all three of them a nice little delicate serving. They sat there, drank their bourbon. They were telling me of the things that they were going to do with their family. But something in my eyes must have been sending out some form of fashion of smoke signal, because I felt as if there was some type of gift that was about to be unwrapped. Little did I know that I was the gift, because after we sat there and drank down that bourbon and I opened up another bottle of Jack Daniels, they had finished the pie, and the gentleman, the first farmhand, said, so, are you ready? And I was like, yes. He picked me up, placed me on the kitchen table, removed my clothes, and just dove right in. He was dining on my pussy's pie, and I was laughing. Dick number two stood on the sidelines, and he began to rub his cock nice and slow. Then he just walked up to me and presented it like it was a gift. I never dreamed that I'd be sucking dick on Christmas Eve, kiddies, but here I was. I was getting eaten to my specifications, because every woman has her own way of allowing and liking her pussy to be devoured. Then I was sucking on a nice cock. I was entertained, but dick number three fascinated the fuck out of me, because he was standing next to the Christmas tree playing with the utensils, the decorations, and he was stroking the balls and looking at me. I wanted what dick number three had to offer. I didn't really care how I went about achieving it and getting it. Mentally, I was already storing up this adventure to replay in my mind after the gentlemen had gone for the holidays. But dick number three wanted to service me. But unbeknownst to me, dick number one was fascinating my pussy so much that I had an orgasm, and I was on the table squirming and screaming. Actually, I was mumbling, because dick number two's dick had muffled my screams. But when dick number one stood up and he was trying to present his dick to me, dick number three pushed him out the way. He presented me a delicious specimen of a dick, and I became dizzy standing there watching this man inch by inch pleasure me with the weapon that he was carrying. My body had deliberately just started dripping, because I was baking up something special too, Kitty. The sex that we were having in that room was overflowing. My companions for the evening were just baking my pussy's pie up into all assortment of concoctions. This was a special holiday for me, and I know that I was not looking for love and romance. I wanted to be manhandled, and that's just what they did. We poured more drinks, and dick number one went over, picked up the bottle of bourbon, came over, and poured it all over me as he began to lick the bourbon off of my chest. Dick number two had removed his dick, and he started drinking the liquor off of me too. But dick number three had found the perfect spot inside of me. He was making me growl, and I felt as if I was on some form of fashion of sexual merry-go-round. I don't remember too much of what else happened after that, but I know I woke up Christmas morning with tinfoil wrapped around my body, Christmas lights stuffed in my ass, and pecans nudged inside my pussy. Bon appetit, kitties.
That's a hell of a Christmas dinner.
God damn, she had desserts, drinks, everything. She was a stuffed turkey, sis. She was a stuffed turkey. Dope.
I was a stuffed turkey. I was. But they worked out whatever unresolved issues I happened to be entertaining.
You could be sending your parents on those occasions every Christmas.
You made me go get my smoke. God knows.
I wasn't ready. I just wasn't ready.
I wasn't either.
Thank you.
Well, like I said, I am a newbie. I'm a virgin, so you all just had to work it out for me, you know.
You worked it out. I had to open the oven cupboard in here.
Worked it out. Got worked out.
I was auditioning dicks. Dick number one, dick number two, dick number three. Hot damn. They kept the key. They liberated. Dick number three, that was the dick that brought it home. He sealed the deal. You know, the other dicks were nice or cute, you know. But sometimes you just need the deal to be sealed.
Can I just say how dope it is so many women out here saying the word dick?
Seal the deal, baby.
You said you have two dicks. That's a nice dick. Oh, that's a nice dick. That's a nice dick.
That's a nice dick.
Oh, good
dick.
Boy. Like you had it. Good boy.
It's a nice one. It's a good dick right there.
She came just to say, this is cute.
You know what? Listen, we've been talking. Let's take one comment because time is pulling up on us real quick. I don't think we're going to be able to get to the second round. We're just going to go straight through because it is a school night and everything else. I'm sorry because I keep thinking we have more time and we don't. So one comment and we go. Anyone have any comments for Camille St. Charles?
I want that Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I want to go home and see Christmas.
If not something on an open fire.
I'm writing to Santa tonight, okay? I just want dick number three. I don't want dick number one or two. Just give me three.
Dick number three.
Talking about Jack Frost dipping in every hole.
Oh, baby.
Hey!
That was a good one.
Well, I
ain't got no plans for Christmas. I'm just saying. I can ride any.
Lips. Who we got next? Who we got next?
Did I do okay for my first time? Did I do okay?
You did more than okay.
You did amazing. You did amazing.
I ain't never had a virgin smack the drink out of my hand before, but I guess it's virgin.
and can you believe I'm a preacher's kid? Come on, man.
Being a preacher's kid is a precursor to this life, I believe. So am I.
Some of us are ordained, trust me.
Sometimes the
PKs be the worst ones.
Oh, baby, you have no idea.
All of them be the worst
one. I'm trying to tell you, but we got to move on.
I'm here for all of it.
We got to go. We got to go to X Blue Rain. X Blue Rain, are you there?
I am here. Okay, so this story is
ready?
Called Roadside Assistance. I'm sorry. The story is called Roadside Assistance. and it's from my book, Dark Chocolate Chronicles. He could not believe his luck. He had just gotten these tires but did not put his donut back, resulting in him being stranded on the side of the freaking highway. His phone was being blown up by his very ready wife, who was anxiously awaiting to see what their next sexual adventure would be. They always played little kinky games with each other to keep the marriage going, and it was working. Except right now, though, it was very inconvenient because the cock ring he wore was tighter than what he thought, so he would surely have to come to relieve the pressure. But he never orgasmed from oral or jacking off. To make matters worse, he had a flat tire, and roadside service was backed up because of an accident. He could not very well walk anywhere in his condition. He was stuck. She heard the call come across the radio that a person was sitting on the side of the road with a flat, waiting on roadside assistance. And because of the area, a request went out to have a cop go check on the person. She was about 5 minutes away, so she took the call, even though it was almost time for her to get off. It was technically her last day on the job, and she wanted it to last as long as she could. She was forced to leave her job to go care for her mother because her funds had run out for hospice care, and the insurance hadn't kicked in yet. She loved her mother and was about to be her full-time caretaker, but she would have rather paid someone else to do so she could remain a cop. $25,000 is a lot of money. She didn't have it right now, so the choice had to be made. She pulled up behind the car, and from what she could tell, the man had no idea she pulled up behind him. As she walked to the car, she heard the man breathing heavily and was about to call for paramedics until she saw his massive penis in his hand. Hold on. She was taken aback by the size that she stared in shock for a moment. She spoke out for the man to stop and put his hands up. She was impressed. She also noticed there was a woman on the screen playing with herself. If he didn't have a flat tire, she would call foul of the whole situation. She informed the couple that he could go to jail for indecent exposure. The couple started to explain to her what happened, and she did her best not to laugh, but couldn't hold back her laughter at the comedy of the situation this poor couple found themselves in. She jokingly stated she would have helped him out if she could, and that's when it all went down. The wife asked her flat out to have sex with her husband in front of her. She was immediately upset at the offer. How dare they proposition her to do such a thing with her being an officer of the law? The wife persisted and explained this would help a fantasy of theirs and that she would be well compensated. They asked her, did she have a need for some real money for anything going on in her life right now? She took a hard pause and thought about her mother. Against her better judgment and her job, she asked how much. The wife responded with an amount that was well above what she was thinking. The offer was $75,000. Direct deposit into her account, half now, half in 48 hours. She agreed, and within 5 minutes of her giving her info, the money was in her account. He climbed in the back of his SUV. This was crazy, she thought, but she just had secured her mother's care and her job with half deposit alone. This wasn't about pleasure at all. She was part of a game, and she didn't mind. She positioned herself between the husband and wife on the phone, and she was asked to pull her pants down, bend over, and let her hair down. She obliged and was met with some of the best dick she ever had. When he went in, he was already throbbing, so it wasn't going to be long. He filled her wall so well. His stroke pattern was superb, and the couple had no idea this was going to be amazing for all of them. She was a squirter, and he had the perfect size that she could push out and squirt all over. Squirt and come all over him, she did. 51 times. She was a prop, but she wanted to enjoy it fully as well. She arched her back, put her finger in her own butthole. She bounced on this man who she didn't know from a can of paint like he was a good little play cop watching his wife, making sure she knew she was worth every dime of this $75,000. He cursed her many times and orgasmed an unknown amount as well. But that last one had her own full-body orgasm, and both of them were having spasms for minutes afterwards. Timing was crazy. She had just stepped out of the SUV when roadside assistance pulled up. They apologized profusely to the man for keeping them waiting and quickly went to fix the tire. The husband turned to the cop and thanked him for going above her civic duty in assisting him and his wife in their time of need. He went in his wallet and handed her his card and told her that if there was ever any issue, he and his wife would not hesitate to be of assistance. She took the card and smiled. She walked back to her car in amazement, realizing this was some of the craziest shit she had ever done. When she got back to the station, she turned the keys in, ripped up her letter of resignation, and just happened to look over at a stack of magazines, noticing a very familiar face on the cover. She asked who was this guy and just found out that she serviced a couple that might potentially be the next president and first lady. That's when her bank account notification went off. That's that story.
Woo!
Damn, I almost hung up.
Hot damn. That was delicious.
I just watched that shit like I was actually watching a movie. I saw everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who did y'all see as a couple?
Michelle.
Yes.
Michelle.
Thank you. That's
Michelle
what I was
Barack.
Looking for. Because I swear they're some freaks. I know they are. I know they are.
Game recognizes game, baby.
Game recognizes game. Mohammed, what did you say?
All right, so listen. I'm just going to tell you right now, y'all ain't shit because y'all making people horny, and I can see it. I'm reading the back channels, and I just want you to know that I wasn't ready. I'm still not prepared, but I knew this shit was going to happen, but I'm still not prepared. This is wild. This is crazy. Somebody give some flowers besides me. God damn it, this is some hot shit.
The visuals are amazing. I am a very, very visual person. That's how I get my shit off, okay? It starts up the top. And you gave the story. All right, I'm stuck. It was delicious. It was.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right.
Thank you.
This is, listen, because we're running out of time. I got to make sure I got to get Queen S in here real quick. Got to get Queen S. Queen S, are you here?
Oh, my God. Yes, I'm so enjoying it. Oh, baby. Hey, love. Oh, my God. Y'all showing out. Okay. Baby, that was beautiful. Y'all made my day today. Y'all have no idea. Mine is from a piece that's called Two Worlds. Can you hear me, Mojave?
Yes, I can. The mic is yours.
Okay, it's called Two Worlds, and I'm reading you an episode. Barry's thoughts were this woman's hands. Lips and tongue ignited traces of fire over his body. He didn't know if he had the stamina before he lost control. He could tell this wasn't her first time because the way she knew exactly what she was doing with him. He didn't care about what happy she was experiencing. It would be easy when he finally entered her, filling her room with his seed and fulfilling his desire of her. Simone unzipped his pants as her fingers returned the favor when his hands graced her womanhood. Her hands slipped past the ribbon of his underwear as they found his penis cupping it firmly. Barry felt his growing desire expanding from the manipulation of her firm grasp. He knew he had to have her, or he would go mad with desire. He ripped the buttons of her dress, exposing the full brown sugar roundness of her breast. Her nipples were taut through the black base of her bra, beckoning his covetous mouth, fulfilling a quenching thirst which moaned from her parted lips. He darted his tongue in and around the crevice of her bra, pulling on the fabric with his teeth. Simone moaned in pure delight as his mouth covered the chocolate areola of a Hershey's Kissed nipple. His moans matching hers, they continued with the erotic foreplay. Barry had a disturbing thought. Would he be enough for her? He heard black men were larger than most men. He prayed he wouldn't be a disappointment. But there was something special about her which made him want to prolong the ecstasy. He wanted her to know it wasn't a game, conquest, or curiosity. Simone's hands bringing him back to the moment as they were all over his chest playing havoc while her mouth sent chills down his back. Her tongue found his navel again as she trailed kisses all over his body, her eyes only looking up once, meeting his gaze. He grabbed her, pulling her closer, turning her onto her stomach. He couldn't wait any longer as he ripped off her panties.
Her body was dripping with the darkness and beauty of creation itself, and the roundness and the firmness of her buttocks were taut and beautiful, causing his penis to throb against the faded blue jeans of his crotch. Following the length of her spine as it curved, forming mounds of dark chocolate, glistening and stretching into tapestries woven into silky, smooth, lean, long legs. The bottom of her feet was padded pink, with fine lines etching visions of him kissing them. And as she laid on her stomach, waiting on his touch, she arched her back, turning her head towards him. She saw his beautiful blue eyes sparkle like sapphire, striking a deeper connection in her heart. The look on his face was more than she expected. She realized he was truly admiring her body as if he was worshiping her. The gazes met intently as if seeing each other was reading between the lines of their passion. Barry slowly began at her feet, suckling on her toes as he released the tension in each one. And with his right hand, he stroked her calves as his left hand unzipped his Levi's, groping his manhood. He leaned forward, trailing kisses down his curve of her spine as his lips lingered, sucking the skin gently between his teeth. He slid back up the length of her body, up and down, up and down, up and down, straddling her as if she could feel his manhood against her buttocks. Simone realized Barry was able to take her to great heights with the magnificent foreplay as she was ready to go with him. Suddenly, she turned over, grabbing the rim of his jeans, unzipping them completely, releasing all of him. He knew what she wanted as he arose from the bed, shrugging off his jeans to his ankle, quickly stepping out, standing before her in all his glory. His skin was equivalent to alabaster with blotches of red where her hands and kisses left trails, telling his body he could no longer hide. He reached for her, raising her from the bed, admiring the goddess who stood there before him. She was excited, and he wanted more, feel more, be more. Kneeling before her, he could smell her delicious scent of cocoa butter and perspiration drawing him as he buried his head into her maidenhood with a thirst that he could never quench. That's it.
Damn!
Yes, I've been liberated. That was delicious.
Absolutely.
I'm just gonna say that is a most excellent form of fornication
wow.
to the consent of the moon. That is amazing.
Fornication. That's delicious. I love that.
Thank you so much.
That is. I'll just go ahead, Sophonia. Go ahead.
I would just want y'all to say forgive me for my slurredness because I did exactly what my hobby told me to do. He told me to get my glass of wine, and that's what I've been doing, y'all.
Oh, no. Who the hell said there was a slur?
No, baby. Listen, Linda.
I want you
to read it again because I wasn't finished touching myself. Your voice and the words and the visuals.
Wait, say that.
I
said this was going to tell people to show your head.
Like, I got questions.
You know what? God damn it, Stefania. Listen, I'm not, because y'all ladies, I can't say what I would normally say. But God damn it.
Say it.
Say it. Not going to do it. Say it. All right. I'll say it one time. You niggas.
all right.
Thank you. Why are you all over the place? You dickhead. Somebody got to clean this place the fuck up.
Y'all so much. Thank y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Damn it. You know, because we ain't got a lot of
time. Can I just say one thing, please?
Go ahead, Camille. Yes, Camille.
When she said, where darkness and creation itself live, I was done. I was like, I had to tear up the paper. I was like, shit, I'm out now. Darkness and creation? Shit, Mike. That's delicious. I felt liberated.
I'm going to live in that creation.
Oh, that was just. Ooh. All
right.
Oh, okay. I'm done. That's all I had to say. That was beautiful.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do, right? Because we're not going to be able to get to all the stuff that I want to get to tonight without causing massive amounts. And I have this 9-year-old who's basically going to be bouncing around waiting for me to finish and ruin what I'm doing. So I'm trying to keep it cool, got the door open, all this other stuff. So I got to be careful. Now, that being said, I almost don't give a fuck, but I have to. Because I want more. I need more. This is good. It's good. But I got to let the drip run through here. Something crazy. I got to let them loose. They got to come out the hive and just make everything extra sticky. I got to do it just one time. And it's also turn me off. Who have not seen the dripping? Not seen the dripping in action. Got to make sure the dripping because they gonna come through. And plus you got all right. So there's gonna be some craziness. Cause Kiss done messed my head up. You know, the screenshot ministry. Oh, damn. Oh, Miss Jones, she dropped. She said she had to go, too. I was trying to catch her before she left. All right. All right, so here's what we're going to do, right? We're going to run it down the line, quick, fast, early, easy, make it happen. Let's go. We're going to start with La Perla Negra. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Right. This is called His Control. He loved the sex games between them. But Saturday, called Slut Her Out Saturday, was his absolute favorite. Because even though she was a switch in the bedroom, she had to obey every command, everywhere and beyond there. That was his time to shine because he could fuck and taste her in any position, at any time, anywhere. And she must not resist. Now, the sun hadn't started to rise yet, and he loved to look at her as day was breaking before touching her, making love to her. It was just something about that peace on her face while in her slumber that kept a part of his desire burning for her. But this morning, it was still dark, so he slid up and firmly grabbed her face with his tool in hand, gently rubbing the head of his already brick hardness back and forth across her soft, thick lips, just before slowly sliding it in her mouth. And when she made a sound, he poked through those thick, soft lips and started gently stroking, swelling with each entrance as if making love to her mouth. He moaned and pumped until he couldn't hold back, getting hit with his weakness. By this time, she was fully awake but knew not to move. So he slid out of her mouth and climbed on top of her thick, juicy ass while pushing her nightshirt up. Not even changing her position, he lay upon her, touched his face to hers, slid a hand under her chin, and just as he rammed it in, he said with a slight tremble in his voice from excitement, "I am going to fuck you." He balanced himself on his hands and started a pounding, which seemed to last forever because her pussy was getting sore. She didn't know he barely slept in anticipation of flooding her out, so he had more stamina than usual. The more she moaned, the more control he had of his stroke, because this day was strictly about control. Her pussy was so tender, she begged him to finish. Oh, baby, please. But rules were rules. He pulled out, flipped her over, put her legs on his shoulders, slid right back up inside her, and just gave her slow, long strokes while whispering, "I'm sorry, baby," in between kisses and her calling his name. He realized he could only control his stroke for so long until he got completely lost inside of her and exploded. So he put her legs down and paused to suck her nipples. And then he told her, "I'll only finish if you beg me. Can you come?" She grabbed his head and said, "May I come? Please, may I come?" And that drove him crazy. He said, "Fuck, yes," and he deepened his strokes. "Tell me you're coming. Say it again." She called out, "Baby, oh, baby, I'm coming. Oh, God, I'm coming." He lost all control as he called out her name while coming with her. And that's that piece.
Cool. Oh.
Oh, man. That was delicious.
You know what?
You had the right sound effects, love. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
Damn it.
I'm clenching like hell.
Where did Prince Drippy go? What's it called? So we're going to go over here to he comes to me as a rare epiphany. Rare, are you ready?
I don't think nobody is ready after that.
Hell no.
Really not. Really not.
Well, fine. Okay. Here we go. Oh. Let me tell you a story. An allegory about taking things at face value. Who isn't? He looks exquisite as he walks to the door, so let me just tell you a little more. I'm reminded that once upon a time I asked you, what is it that you see when our eyes meet? Good girl with a bad streak, or bad girl with a good? See, I think you understood me to be homegirl, sister-like, the kind that might chill with the fellas, host get-togethers, babysit the kids, and I must admit, I be all of that. But there are more tricks than that up my sleeve. Methinks you believe these Tims and Tees, these grins and candied sweet, these poems and dope beats are indeed all there is to me, that my needs are relegated to plugging leaks and fixing squeaky doors. I mean, whatever else would I have called you here for, right? Well, baby, I think you might have misunderstood my intentions, because I think I mentioned having plans for you, a thing or three for you to do for me. Well, see, your reputation precedes you. I wasn't talking about poetry when I said, let me see what that mouth do. Cat got your tongue, boo? No. Well, I wouldn't have to ask you if it did. You give, I know what the fuck I'm doing vibes. The clean plate club, eat it up tribe. Let's just say I don't doubt your skill or underestimate your tenacity, but I'm nasty, see, aggressively submissive, and this is only going to make sense to a dom, and I'm pretty sure you are one, so you tell me. What is it you see when our eyes meet? Good girl with a bad streak. A bad girl with a good. And then my queen step on your voice. That's it, babies.
That's it, babies.
Yeah. Lord,
that's all it takes right there.
I'm just going to say, that's it, babies. You'll figure it out later.
No, I'm a good girl.
Go back to the convent.
I mean,
hell with that. We ain't gonna talk. Man, we ain't gonna talk about the comment. Listen, you can't be doing poetry like that and think you gonna be the comment. It's bullshit, man. It's bullshit. That's that bullshit, man. Just coming here making blood rust and other reasons. Thank you, Rare. We appreciate you. Now here's a brother I haven't heard in a long time. I want to see what he's gonna do. See what he's gonna do with it. I want to see what's how it happened. Mouthpiece, are you there? Mouthpiece?
Yo, Mouthpiece, what's up? All
right, well, what? Mouthpiece? Well, then we're going to go over here to keep it simple. Kiss the Poet. Kiss, you ready?
I'm here. Now, y'all read
are you ready?
In the, can you hear me?
Come
yeah,
on,
yeah, we definitely read the screenshot, brother.
I said, I'm hungry. I am hungry. The pressures of the world are heavy on me, and I need to release. It's been a long day. And hear me clearly, I ate before I left work. My dick is hangry, so get ready. Because I'm hungry. You know I love to make love. But there will be no foreplay, just me vigorously fingering your pussy while you gag on these balls. And I've never been a fan of bullying, but I'm going to choke your ass up against this wall while I eat your pussy standing up. I'm hungry. And you're starting to look different. I see that little freak bitch within you is awakening because she welcomes this ass beating, knowing you can take it. I would not hold back. You will know from my first stroke that I am the truth, that when you need me, I am coming through, that you can wake me up in the middle of the night to fuck you. Just be as free as you please, you fucking slut. Freak bitch, my whore, thotty queen, fulfill all of your most filthy desires with me and still leave a lady. But for now, keep your eyes on me. And right now, listen to me and enter my room of horrors and feed me. Oh.
Ladies, did you like that?
Like it.
I loved it.
Dinner is served.
I'm too young for these conversations. I'm too young.
I'm pretty sure. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure a few of us blew him a kiss from the lower lip.
He had some lines.
Well, then.
He had some lines that I think it was time for another sip. Yeah.
Okay. We gonna keep this moving forward. Well, Songbird, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Are you ready?
Come on, my wife.
Yeah, we can hear you. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready. All right. You thought you can get rid of me. You can't ever get rid of me. You were just getting home from work and you took your shower. When I came out, I was waiting on you with black lingerie. You come up close to me and wrap your hands around my neck, caressing me. Push me up against the wall and kiss me. Your hands slowly move down to my chest and cup my breast. You slid my lingerie down and began nibbling and sucking my nipples. Pushing my breasts together, swaying your head side to side as your tongue touched. Are you? I know. I know that too. Shut up. Come here. You kiss my lips again. If only you've been craving me all day. You called my lingerie distractions and proceeded to rip them off me. You rubbed my clit and then stuck your fingers inside, and my clench gripped your fingers and you bit your lip and then pulled your finger out to lick you. You told me to get on the bed, and as I went, you spanked me and told me to bend the fuck over. You told me I was a bad girl and you got to teach me a lesson. You flipped me over and opened my legs, and then you devoured me, and I reached mountains. Peace. Stop. It's okay. I said the safe word, but you told me I was going to take whatever the fuck you gave me. My leg was shaking and my clit was quivering. You asked me to swallow you before I felt you. As your dick massaged my throat just then, your head took back and hearing your breath make me wetter. You later pushed me off of you and told me to arch my back and then The more I threw it back, the harder you went. You came so hard at me, and I swear that I looked at it. Still inside, you whispered in my ear that you weren't done with me. You flipped me over, picked me up, and stuck me against the wall, damn near put a hole in it. In my ear, you said you were coming, and then grunted while pressing your lips against mine. You gave me a passionate kiss and told me you fucking loved me. We later took a shower together and laid down and bed naked. You sucked my left nipple and fell asleep in my arms. That was fun. I know that. It's okay. You back home now. I forgive you, baby.
Hey, is everybody all right? Everybody okay?
You filthy motherfucker.
Look,
don't be coming up in here moaning like that. What's the matter with you?
What up, baby?
I can't handle them kind of sound effects. That shit sounded so fucking real. Who in there with you? Papa, who's this woman? Shit.
Me, myself, and I.
Show me your hands.
That was delicious.
Right, so listen, real quick, guys. If you're within the sound of my voice, you have 90 seconds to get in here. Number 319-527-6300. We don't gonna go. We just gonna finish out the queue, but you only have 90 seconds. Probably like 70 now, but the number is 319-527-6300. Honey Dripper 2.0 story. Erotics. We've had incredible Miss Jones, Harmony Rain, Charles. Oh man, amazing. The Duchess, Cashmere, Blue Rain, and the drip. It's been quite incredible and amazing. I hope you've been listening. We're going to run this back. I don't give a shit. We're going to run this whole, we running this show back. I don't give a, we got to do it. It's just too good. It's too good. Got to do it. Got to do it. All right. So in approximately 29 seconds, we'll be in official overtime. We're going to finish out the queue. It is a school night, but we got to keep this going. I almost don't give it, but I got to care. But this is just some amazing stuff. And, yes, I'm with you, Danielle. It sounds a little bit too real, but I built some immunity because I heard the people. I built a little bit of
well,
immunity.
Well, shit, I ain't got no immunity. I ain't got no booster, no nothing. I'm just, I'm oh, God. I'm muting myself.
Didn't say booster.
Oh, damn. We lost Kiss. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to come back around. We're going to go from you. We're going to go to Mr. Yes Lord, a.k.a. Walking Around.
Oh, Lord.
Shit. Shit.
Good evening.
I don't think
that's right.
God
damn.
Yes, good evening. Oh. Say that again. Shit. Say hi again. Shit.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Oh, Lord. Let me go and take my birth control. Let me go ahead and take my birth control.
Damn.
Are y'all ready for me?
Yes, honey.
Come on.
All right.
One time for the one time.
Yes, sir. Let's get it. She told me that something was missing from my life, that she had been dead in all areas for a long while. She told me that she just needed something to free her from the stagnant prison of reliving her life in loops. I understood her clearly. She needs a tongue that writes hieroglyphics she will never forget, but she needs some dick that will beat her the fuck down. And remember, indeed, but there's one problem with her request. She informed me that I only have 5 minutes, and she wants to come, and that I should use my time wisely. I scoffed at the fact that she would even try me with a timestamp, but what was I going to do, leave it on the table? So I cycled through my extended list of combinations and possibilities for positions and outcomes. And after taking into consideration the allotted time, positioning, additives, and climaxing, I chose the best way to get this done for her to be in a missionary position. So she was. I grabbed a towel, was in the middle of the bed over the silk sheets, and I told her to lie down and relax. She was still squirming and burying her body into the pillows as I climbed up to be in between her thighs. I straddled on top of her, rested the chest, lean down and forehead kiss her a few times to stir our energy. She grabbed between our bodies to get a grip on my dick and rubbed it on her clit. The satisfaction pleased her as her eyes rolled back and squeezed my right arm. But I hopped up and slapped her hand away from my dick and told her, "Move, bitch. It's my 5 minutes." Then I asked her to close her eyes and keep them closed so I could use my talents and extend the duration. She does as she was told. Now, for all the ladies listening to my voice, please do the same. Lay back, close your eyes, and allow me to take you on this journey with me. Let me start the clock. 5 minutes. Go. After seeing your body kissing your chin to your chest, down to your stomach, around your panty line, and in between your thighs, and then at the lips of your pussy, I open your lips with the tip of my nose to inhale, ingest, and sniff around the life I'm granted to feast upon. Your smell ignites my primal instincts, gathering information beyond my native tongue and awakening the wolf in me. 404 minutes and 18 seconds left. I pull you into my mouth as my tongue unlaps clockwise around your pussy, pressing into the outer lining and winding it to a tight swirl at the tip of your clit. You grip the sheets and push back into the bed as you feel the pressure of me playing tug of war with your soul. My dick then fills up with the blood of bitch, you better talk back to me as you grind your life into my face. And I can taste the metal from your stream, love. So let me go ahead and knock that shit on for you. 3 minutes and 27 seconds, love. I pause my tornado to submerge from the cataclysmic depths of your infinity as you moan and shake from aftershock. I grab your right ankle and push and raise your leg to point toward the heavens. I grab a handful of you from my bed and utilize it to lubricate my dick. I enter and slide into your pussy, releasing moans of my own as my being begins to feel the innate satisfaction of our connection. I throw your leg over my left shoulder and stroke your pussy with an upper angle thrust. My balls slap your asshole every time those ass cheeks flap open when I thrust in you, transforming my aggression into ecstasy. 1 minute and 59 seconds left. I look in amazement as I watch your soul-cleansing cream stream from my dick as I dismount from your pussy. The saliva drips from my mouth onto the already sweat-soaked sheets the closer I get to you. And I plan on getting it wetter as I prepare to plunge back into your deep. I bow down before you and lick that pussy with wide and intensive caring strokes like a dog cleansing an open wound. Your thighs close their doors around my neck while you're trying to see your future rubbing my bald head. I grab you by your arms as I latch onto you. I enslave your whole pussy in my mouth. And I suction from the bottom up while intermittently stabbing your clit with my tongue. Loud slurps are heard over my breathing, but doesn't drown out your panting and whining for me. But my time is running out, so let me evolve into the voluptuous Lucifer I am. I lock your arms down, and I roll my eyes to the back of my head as I submerge myself all the way into your waters. No breath. My tongue converts into a pussy whip. My neck transforms my head into a licking vibrator, and my nose wildly goes cerebral on your clit. I smooch, shackle, pressing in, on, and through your existence. My lack of oxygen gives me urgency, and that urgency has you bridging on the bed, screaming, stuttering, and shivering, while I capture you in your mixed juices of my nourishment. 15 seconds left. Just enough time for me to get up, grab you by your neck, kiss you softly, look you in your eyes and tell you, you're welcome. I take your ass to work. Peace.
God.
You know you ain't fucking.
You ain't great.
How are you going to work after that?
You done came in here upset. Every damn thing.
Ooh, I ain't going to damn work. We playing fucking hooky. The fuck? We ain't.
Can I say something right quick? Can I just say something? Even
you
Dougie
say whatever
Fresh
you
need. Gives you, even Dougie Fresh gives you 6 minutes. Come on now. Shit, showtime. Hieroglyphics. What the fuck? Using your nose as a shovel to open her lip? I was like, well, damn, I must be in the wrong line of work. Enclosing pussies and turning into pussy whips. I was like, I'm done, God. I'm out. If this was a wrestling match, I would have tapped out at hieroglyphics. But Dougie Fresh got me. You know, when you said 5 minutes, I was like, oh, well, hey, showtime, bitch. All right, I'm done now. I'm good. That's all I had to say. I'm done. Shit.
What was that?
It was between a slurp and a growl.
Don't
do that no more.
No, do it again. Do it again. We will have the prerequisite growl after this rap. Get up to you. Go.
I got to cross my legs behind that growl.
We just need Van and Prince Drippy to growl. Like, once we get Van and Prince Drippy to growl, it's over.
My toes throwing up gang signs. Stop it now.
Let's go.
My clit is crip walking.
Now I'm doing the river dance. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Y'all are stupid.
Not the river dance. Okay.
Not the river dance.
Is that the big bad wolf growling?
Oh my god. Oh, I can't wait to Atlanta.
So Prince Trippy, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
And you're gonna put them back to back.
Proceed. Proceed, sir. Proceed.
All right, go dripping. Hey, bro. Another one of these busy beats for your people. Sometimes you have to make do with what you have. So I slapped her black and red plaited dog collar around her neck and began to choke her, giving her the energy of her owner, very pleased because of how she responded to my command. On your knees. Speak. Grabbing the back of her hair as I gave her this meat as a treat. Shoving my bone until it was greeted by her thyroids, and she still managed to make her satisfaction known. Using that tongue to survey the shrinkage after each of my release, circumferencing, causing her to choke as she succumbs to my attempt to block her airway. Pulling black just to hear her gasp, choke, and cough as she spits back on my shaft as if she hasn't had enough. So I grip just below her mandible and proceed to fuck her throat. Tears of ecstasy begin to stream, and just as I'm about to let her breathe, she grips my cheeks, pulling me back into my final destination as she inhales my girth, pushing past her gag reaction and vibrating her fair neck on my tip as the vacuum of her space continues to suck me in. Now I find myself choking, trying to utter sounds, trying to mutter words, trying to wave my white flag. Baby, I'm surrendering. But she is focused on what she's doing, switching from submissive to domineering mistress. Her clasps on my ballsack, causing my eyes to roll back. Feeling her fingers sliding, loosely gripping, rolling them as her personal flesh stress, causing me to produce rhythmic hums
a release warning as my old faithful begins to amass, ready to spray the taste down her esophagus. My family's rushing down her well, lube slide, my kids rafting down her throat passage until splash. Peace.
Listen here.
Oh my god,
damn!
I start sucking my thumb. I got saliva running all down my damn hand, and God, you know what? Shit.
So he gonna drop the piece and then drop off.
Really?
Right.
He gonna.
I can't stand him.
He dropped the piece off and then dropped off.
Oh my gosh. It was
the
rain
down your throat and then went away.
She is coming down her throat.
He said thyroid, I was done.
Yeah. Yes.
No, it was the vibrating of the on his, you know what? I'm done.
You know what?
I'm done.
Let me go over here and get Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy himself. The Reed Bandit. It's not a beard. It's a saddle. Yeah. He's in the cut. He was in the cut this whole time, playing and plotting, watching stuff happen. But before we get to that, good sir, stay.
Yes, sir.
The manager.
You're cutting in and out, Hav.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Holly.
I said, I'm breaking up. Can you hear me now?
You're clear now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, can you tell us what's happening in Epiphany Radio Universe for the rest of the week, sir?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is a get down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with your host Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. Saturday night is going to be open at the moment. We'll announce a show later. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host Paul Sampson, aka Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday night will be in the King and Queen's quarters with the Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And I believe next Tuesday is going to be War Council, if I'm not mistaken, with Mojave, unless he's changing the lineup. Mojave, back to you.
No, it is going to be War Council, and we're doing the most excellent topic, dating with children. It's going to be very interesting.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah. You see that? You see how I pulled the. A nice little thing off the thing and through the VA, it's going to be one of those. But for the record, good sir, Miss Pineapple Calligraphy, do you have some more gasoline to throw on this fire?
I do. Why not?
Oh, Lord.
We're in trouble, y'all. Oh, shit.
Let me remind you of just how much I want the taste of your essence. Upon my tongue, each droplet in the morning and in the night is pure succulence. So my taste buds can do a dance, that's a Latin tango, complete with a Vietnamese waltz, because your juice tastes so good, even though as the glistening of your melanin skin has my taste buds going into a frenzy, trying to decide where to begin. As I crave to taste you more and more, licking and sucking you from head to toe, excited about the excretion of your flavored juices that's in store. I mean top shelf gushing release. Please, save some for me to taste. I don't need to say grace, for baby, you are blessed and highly flavored. I like to be nasty and enamored. with just how good your lips, your tits, your click, your inner and outer labia, your tongue pressed against mine, your fingers in my mouth after you've had them down south, your ass cheeks that deserve to be caressed by my lips, your thighs, your belly button, your neck, your back, your sides, that spot right below your navel, your toes, your feet. So, yeah, I like to be nasty and enamored by the delight of the way you taste, so supple and succulently delicious. My favorite treat I dare not waste. Any drop of your golden honey sweet nectar drops. But when I spread your legs apart and gently kiss and suck your pussy, you will have to beg me to stop, because that's one of my favorite places of you to taste. Damn, baby, I love your taste. Poem.
God damn it. Oh, my God. Inner and outer labia, really? I mean, fuck.
Can't leave no spot, you know, unlicked, yeah, unsucked. Yeah. No spot.
Yeah. Yeah, you covered everything. You know what? Y'all done played with my pussy enough tonight. I had enough of this shit. Damn it. Shit.
Oh, my.
God.
I'm speechless. I think I'll be waking my husband up when I go upstairs. I think I have some issues I need to have worked out, some unresolved issues,
because
I'm not sleeping tonight until I get this monkey off my back. I'm sorry.
At least you got in-house dick shit. Visualize. Make sure my batteries is charged. That's looking cool.
I might have to go up and say, please, sir, may I have some more? You know, like, just standing on the corner, we'll suck dick for work, or work for sucking dicks. I don't know. I'm done.
Wow.
I don't even know. There's going to be some dicks sucking tonight. That's all I got to say.
Is there any flowers for poetic Mr. Van Meadows, Mr. Pied of Calligraphy? Any more flowers?
Where that wet spot come from?
I like those kind of flowers.
Where that wet spot come from? All right, so Lisa Lib, so are you ready to pussy ties people? You ready, you know, service folks? You ready? Well, come on with the couple.
Bring us back to the living, because I think I'm done. Breathe life back into me, girl. I'm done. Shit. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, y'all, let's go on the drive. My cougar wave came unintentionally. See, it began by the fact that I've never looked my age. Because even now, no one looks at these thick thighs and lusciousness and thinks, six decades. But he was a total surprise. Youngest cub to ever enter my lair. Inside the first quarter of the game, but I had no idea he was the Super Bowl MVP. I didn't even want to let him in, but he spoke so eloquently and gave me pause because I was expecting fuckboy energy. Skinny jeans and Hennessy Haze evenings of, girl, bring that ass over here, was all I thought. But I got real conversation, intelligent exchanges while sipping wine, and no running on about what that dick do, still had little of the finesse that only comes with maturity. So when we reached the point when clothes began to fall away, I stopped him and said, this ain't what you used to. Slow it down and listen, because I'm about to change your life. He's an obedient minion who desires to be a king, eager to learn. Hungry kisses turn to ballet as tongues dance together. Blind passions become visual stimulus as I encourage him to watch. Hands that only want to find flesh were taught how to strip tease, prolonging the heat of skin-to-skin contact. And when we finally reached naked, I placed my hand on his firm ass, held back his entry and said, now study your thoughts and understand that this ain't no fuck shit. You are well equipped for sucking out souls and blowing out back, but that ain't what this is. Let me show you the artistry of making love. And he said, teach me. With a glint in his eye that I had yet to understand. I guided him on a journey to explore my terrain, all the places to nip and lick and bite and suck that fuels the fires of passion. And I, in turn, gave the same, putting my mouth in places he'd never been kissed, seeing him quiver at each new experience, watching his boyhood reach for man's status as he watched me take pleasure in my task, till the moment I bit his inner thigh. The intake of breath and his grip on my arm made me turn my attentions toward him. His eyes told me that the game had changed. He said nothing but sat up and pulled me toward him, stealing me with his gaze. And as he laid me down, he said, Daddy eats first. I didn't know what happened as control shifted, but he blew warm breath on my clit and unfurled magnificence from his mouth, eyes locked on mine as his tongue tip entered me, then slowly made its way between my folds to the fullness of my bud. Hot damn, this boy's got skills. He kissed, licked, sucked, and blew in, on, and around my yoni till I was delirious, constantly urging me to resist the clench. He wanted to bring me to my conclusion, not meet me there. So when the dam finally broke, it was something like levitation. I floated through ecstasy as he lapped up my juices, being sure not to waste one drop. And as I landed back on the bed, he kissed me, feeding me from the fountain he'd unleashed. Then he whispered, what do you want? And I said, all 10 inches. I felt his legs push back my thighs as he raised my arms over my head and gripped both fists in his hand. Then he arched his back and hit me dead center. He was completely inside me as his eyes rolled back and control shifted again. I savagely squeezed him as he moaned out, oh my fucking God, as he realized my honeypot had no bottom. Kegels pulled him deeper as I shifted my back into the mattress, making him wail. But he caught my rhythm and began to dance with me, shifting from side to side. I showed him my angles and allowed him to explore my walls, and as the unknown became familiar,
he regained control and began to drive us toward ecstasy. Still pinned in position, his full body on mine, he graciously painted our story. Soft spoken affirmations of the man he wants to be for me. As sensual energies exchange, body dances, changing leads, no one in charge, just burgeoning love. So when death finally came, we expired together, spent, teasing, into lovemaking, while fucking. Amazing. I'm this, and you've just been serving.
Warm breath on your clean, laughing up. I just, you know, I feel all of this shit. Right. Damn it.
You better talk your shit, wifey. Talk your shit.
I don't know why I want some oranges and pineapples right now.
Well, can I speak?
You filthy miscreant.
It's okay, Bobby. You gave me that prompt. Let me just say something.
So?
Your name should be New Orleans because the levee broke with all of us. That was
it. Oh, okay.
The levee just broke. I was like, well, damn. Is this a flash flood or a tsunami? Wow. Girl, that was magnificent at its best. You were standing on the mountaintop.
I love the way you tell your stories from day one. I've always thought you were amazing, and you still are.
Thank you, Queen. You know how much love I got for you.
Still filthy. Still dirty.
Ooh-wee.
Still nasty. But you're brilliant.
Bob.
Yes, you're brilliant. You're filthy. You're dirty. All you mugs in here, you're just filthy, dirty, just mucking up things. I think the download should be off the chain. Make sure you figure it out now. So it should work yourself out. So I'm going to curtail this, and we're going to run this show back because it was entirely too much fun. The time got away from us, and I fucking needed more. I need more. Like, I got to condense, you know. Like, fuck this. I'm like, we just got to go at 9 o'clock. Just go at 9 o'clock. Just go straight through. Not even play music. Not play music, not talk. Just be like, yo, 1-2 comments, go. 1-2 comments, go. Right? Because we got to get over in here. Because I feel like we just have to just run it back. So, anyway. Let me see what I was going to do. Let me switch up.
All right. Y'all can hear me, right? Put your seatbelts on, ladies. Here we go.
I'm not doing nothing big. I'm just trying to be.
Javi, you make us slide right out of our chairs. So if this lady.
That's all y'all.
I'd be like, I'm going to do this little something and then be having all the panties wet. You ain't shit, Mohammed. I'm telling you.
Hold on.
Let me see if I cool it just a little bit.
Come to me. Let me drink in the sight of you, how your eyes dance with every smile, asking my gaze to walk with you. Let me steal a kiss, the
taste of your lips is bliss. Let me take my time slowly, though my blood is in a rush. I ask you to hush. Allow your cheeks to be plated with the blush of sudden heat and arousal. What are we if we are not our wants, our desires acted out in our mind's eye? And here you are, vision, beautiful, slowly becoming in a state of undress as I passionately press my lips into the sensitive parts of you, sweetly, meekly, like I don't deserve you, or more like I was to preserve you. Your portion given to me is a way, is a play, how you grasp yourself and place on display. Nipples asking to be tasted, your hoo-ha rippling beneath tongue, these electric waves of EDM songs sung, these vibes and vibration, the maturation of the ideas of sex, the complex of touch made so it's never too much. The time is a factor. It is an issue. As I titillate your soft tissue, make you breathe different tastes while your mind loses track and wonders. And I want to take you under while I go under to sunder your celibacy. Give yourself over to me, fully to my fantasies. Allow my imagination to activate desires that you salivate for. Let me pursue you with an intense devotion to cherish our interaction, pour out and into you a desire that objectifies you through a lens of sensuality, the cinematic way to appear in anything that leads my mind its reels. I dream dearly seared into your mind your heels, the way you'll look leaning over a bed wearing some of my favorite colors. Black, blue, purple, red, stare with the want, urging me with your eyes, the terrible filth, the fucking fancies in our reverie which can't lie. I can graffiti the pursing of your lips over and over. Allow me to peel back your layers to expose your sweet flesh. Let your juices splash my face while my tongue searches for the sweetness dripping from my lips. It is how I see you, skin wet with sin. How I see you, legs propped up and fingers readying my meal, making sure that your glaze covers you are so sweet, so I choose to break my fast with the kiss. And it has all the vitamins and nutrients the soul requires. How I admire, how I get full from seeing you. You being you, my rose-like mouth told me that your taste aligns chakras, teaches new language. And if my mouth dances with your rhythm so that your solar plexus flexes, breathing lungs, climbing rungs into ecstasy. Bathe me. Squirt rainbows and sunshine. What tastes like vanilla and cherries. Smells like butterflies fluttering in each vibration tuned to your wavelength. And I'm deeply within you with my length. Our osmosis are rare, fine, but you are mine. Mine. I become that which I love by being the love that I desire. You keep talking, I'm going to hold you and kiss affirmations all over your body, igniting your mind while setting your soul on fire. Let me wear you on me. The sense of our animalistic nature, sex pure, our only imposition is changing into multiple positions, gets you to give all your levels of pose, slow flow till you give and you can't take no more. I want to look at you in the eyes, the tip of my tongue tantalizingly teases your clit, and I want to see your eyes alight and live and watch your mouth move in pleasure, watching your lips dance to each lick. I want to see your eyes roll back in your head, responding in the throes of ecstasy of me licking you slowly, sucking your clit gently. Your lobby has kissed the wideness of my chin. I am committed. My face is fitted to the inside of your hips, affixed like a permanent fixture, the sample to bring forth the elixir that is your natural nectar, a collector of the results of your desire. It inspired this flow of blood to reach another, this pleasure wholly secure, purely. Let me satisfy you. Straight your hunger. Feed your passion. Fashion you to a screw. Allow me to plunder the secret and sacred parts of you. Surrender your sins and hidden thoughts that were once wishes. Now open, free, explored, essentially. Freeing the feeling that you can come exponentially for me.
Say come to me like that. I'm on my motherfucking way. I'm trying to tell you, okay? They gonna call me Smokey because that's all they gonna see, a trail of it. I'm be moving so damn fast. You know what, Mahogany? I love you, my brother, but don't you talk to me like that, no damn more. God damn it, shit. Come to me. Did y'all hear that shit?
I know I heard it, and I'm woe out.
Lord.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that was our show this evening. Thank you for participating and coming out to this episode. Number 22 story. Featuring Queen S, Blue Rain, Duchess Cashmere, Miss Jones, Arthur Harvey Rains, Camille St. Charles, The Drip, 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 and many other people had a good time. Hope you have a good time just like I had a good time. And, yeah, that's what's happening. All right, so, yeah. And they should have never let me play with this setup. I'm like, I can do my own mixes on my songs now. Anyway, never let me do. Special shout out to Lisa Lips for co-hosting. Thank you very much. Shout out to everybody that came out here tonight. Thank you for y'all doing it. Thank you for the drip, being the drip, and I'm thankful for y'all rocking out. That's somebody's drawers right now.
Yep.
All right. So. Thank y'all for coming. Thank all of our special guests for coming through, rocking out with us. Thank you, Harmony Reigns. Thank you for Camille for sticking around. Thank you, Queen S, for listening. Thank you to The Drip. Thank you, T. Michelle, for holding down the event page. We're going to post on the event page our individual information if we ever get to it. So if you're listening, you go to the playback, you hear this, go to the event page. We're going to pull all the information up for you guys so you can figure out how to find the authors and everything else. Follow the things, most of the things are clickable in the Instagram and everything else. Follow everybody that you see. Fantastic, incredible people. I am humbled. This is some of the best things that ever happened. We're running this back. I don't give two shits. It's going to be great. Super fantastic. Thank you, everybody. Love y'all. God bless y'all. Good night. This is going to self-destruct in 10, 9, 8.
Thank you.
Good night, y'all.
Good night. I enjoyed myself. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah.